it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody
all right, folks. It is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. That time again, late night news, 9 to midnight Central, 10 to 1 Eastern. We got a jam-packed show for you coming up at the 5 after marker. We're going to have Chris Pinto, the writer and director of the America's Secret Beginning series. And since we only have an hour with him, although we want to focus on the brand new one, Eye of the Phoenix, I know we have a bunch of new listeners. I know that we have a bunch of younger people that may not be as deeply educated into the occult beginnings of this country and the occultic architecture. So I'm going to try to go through not only the New Atlantis very quickly, and of course Riddles in Stone, but this latest one right here, Eye of the Phoenix, which I've just recently watched, and it's excellent. They're all three of them are excellent. I mean, they're all almost 3 hours long. So again, we're going to try to condense almost 9 hours of information into a 45-minute or so interview. Then we're going to focus on some news. Now, I've been hyping Gordon Brown up. I mean, I think I've been all over Brown more than any other media personality in this country. Perhaps Europe's been more on Brown, but nobody. I haven't heard anything. I listen to a lot of mainline radio. Even Alex hasn't talked that much about Gordon Brown. There he is with Barack Obama. Well, the only person that's really given this any kind of a perspective is Lou Dobbs. Not only did he talk about the quote-unquote global new deal we discussed yesterday and the day before, but he actually did a story called Obama's New World Order with him and Brown sitting together. And Gordon Brown, of course, has given several New World Order speeches. It's on the front page of many mainline publications out in the UK. It's not even an open secret. And although I don't believe, I watched about 20 minutes of his speech before our Congress today. Let me repeat that. Before our Congress today, okay? And he said New World several times. He fear-mongered with climate change. He talked about a new global banking society. I mean, this is it, folks. Believe the hype. So we're going to talk about that in the second hour. We're going to take your calls in the second half of both the second and third hour, wide open phone lines. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. But again, we're going to spend some time on the America's Secret Beginning series, which we have over at Infowars.com. I mean, if you want to know why the architecture in D.C. is so pagan enriched, so occultic, well, these really break it down and name names. I mean, they get down to naming some names. Other than names that you would know, like FDR and even Gandhi, that are in the latest ones, Manly P. Hall is a main focus in this, and I really want to go through who Manly P. Hall is and why he is so significant. In the Eye of the Phoenix, they go heavily into Nicholas Roche and who he was. And, of course, in the very first America's Secret Beginnings, the focus is really on Sir Francis Bacon and the New Atlantis. And like I said, these films are films that need to be watched by everyone out there. You may not agree with them 100%, but they give you a really great insight as to where our beginnings are and where our country may be headed towards in the future. And if anybody was tuning in last night, we had Mark Dice of the Resistance Manifesto on, and we took some calls at the very end. And this is another subject I want to get into with Chris Pinto. You know, a lot of these occultists actually believe that Lucifer is nothing more than an abstract idea, or, you know, the light, the illumination, learning technology, these, you know, esoteric ideas, I guess. Meanwhile, there is this other section of the occult that seems to believe that he's a physical being. So I want to get into that. I want to get into the term above, as above, so below. And, of course, we're going to be talking about Sirius the Dog Star. If all this is new, stay tuned. If it's not, I promise you, there'll be some stuff you've never heard of before, especially if you haven't seen Eye of the Phoenix. Chris Pinto, coming up next, is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and I am now joined by Chris Pinto, the writer and director of Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning series, The New Atlantis, Riddles in Stone, and, of course, the newest, Eye of the Phoenix. How are you tonight, Chris?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, Jason?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, this is probably the most extensive documentary series out there on the United States and its occult history. What motivated you to do this?
You know, it was something that that I had studied for a number of years, and my partner David Bay over at Cutting Edge had studied for years. And I had done a series, I've been working on a series that deals with Bible prophecy and its fulfillment in the world today, and came across a lot of this information about the Great Atlantean Plan, as it's called by some researchers, where they talk about how what the secret societies are all ultimately doing is trying to rebuild the lost empire of Atlantis, because their ancient mystery doctrines, all of these pagan occult doctrines that they believe in, they claim all originated from Atlantis. And so it's when America was discovered, they believed in that time that that this was the site, the physical site for Atlantis. So they weren't thinking, well, we need to go, you know, scuba dive down in the water and go find Atlantis somewhere like we see on the Discovery Channel and that kind of thing. They believe this is it. This is the continent of Atlantis right here. And there are still New Agers to this day. We interview at least two of them who believe that even now. They believe that this is the site of the ancient Atlantean Empire. So the secret society is in England under a guy named Sir Francis Bacon, and his contemporary, Dr. John Dee, they saw the New World as an opportunity to launch this whole esoteric commonwealth that they had envisioned and that they believed dated all the way back to, you know, the time of Plato. Plato was the one who had written the Atlantean dialogue. He had also, you know, he was the one who had envisioned the perfect society in Plato's Republic. And so you see, when the United States is founded, it's founded as a republic based on this Platonic idea. And in fact, all of these new governments that have been set up in preparation for the whole New World Order system, they've been about tearing down the old systems of government and setting up these new republics. That's why, you know, you have the People's Republic of China, Soviet Republic, Republic of France, North Korea, and so on. And it's showing this common philosophy that they have all shared. Now, how it pertains to us in our day, you know, one of the things that we make reference to in Secret Mysteries Part 1 is the 2005 inaugural address made by President George W. Bush that people might remember, where he says in that speech, he says, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. And so you ask the question, right, what is the ancient hope that he's referring to? And if you study these secret groups, and of course Bush, as we all know, you know, admitted to being a member of the Skull and Bone Society, that is certainly a haven for all of these same doctrines that was founded out of, I believe, a Masonic lodge, what they said, but nobody seems to know completely, but a group called the Skull in Germany by William Huntington Russell back in 1832. He had been introduced to this society there in Germany that had very definite links to the Bavarian Illuminist movement that had been launched in Bavaria by Adam Weishaupt. And Russell came to America to found this society at Yale, and the reason, supposedly, was to bring the arcane groups in America, the Freemasons and the Rosicrucians in particular, that had been somewhat divided by the American Revolution, to rejoin them to this European ideal that had been launched, you know, really had been conceived by Bacon, was sort of picked up by the Bavarian Illuminati, who had a much more bloodthirsty view of it all. And then, of course, they launched the French Revolution and then all of these revolutions that have brought us right up to this present day. In fact, all of these revolutions are talked about in the book Fire in the Minds of Men by Dr. James Billington. For those who don't know, Billington is the Librarian of Congress. I love pointing to his book because he's not a conspiracy writer. He's as official an historian as you could get. And Billington wrote this book where he's documenting in great detail all of these different revolutionary groups and talking about their connections, and he traces them all to Weishaupt's Illuminati in Bavaria. Well, Bush makes reference to this book in the same 2005 inaugural address. He says, we have lit a fire as well, a fire in the minds of men. You know, it warms those who feel its power, it burns those who fight its progress, and one day this untamed fire of freedom will reach the darkest corners of our world. All right.
And often when they're discussing that light, they're referring to Lucifer. And, you know, Bush isn't the only one that talked about a new order of the ages. You know, a lot of people think, oh, well, it must be the Republicans. But Nancy Pelosi, when she was sworn in as the Speaker of the House, she referred to the Great Seal on the back of the dollar bill and Novus Ordo Seclorum and, you know, the destiny that the forefathers saw then for a new world order.
Yeah, and when she was sworn in, one of the first things that they did, the 110th Congress, that's where she was made Speaker of the House, one of the first things they did, like within weeks, was pass House Resolution 33 to honor the Freemasons of America. So it's interesting, she's making reference to the Great Seal, and then they want to set forth this declaration to honor the Freemasons of America. And what some researchers have tried to argue now, like on the History Channel, you know, there are even some Christian apologists who are trying to, you know, prove the Christian origins of America. And I'm not necessarily against that idea. I do believe that Christians came here early on through the Puritan Pilgrim movement. and have always been here from the beginning. Our contention is that they were not alone, that you had these occult groups, and many of these guys were pretending to be Christian when they weren't really.
It sounds like today. I mean, you know, that's one of my biggest things. I mean, I totally believe in freedom of religion, but when you have people like George W. Bush, who presents himself as a Christian conservative and is not only a member of Skull and Bones, like you said, but has visited the Bohemian Grove, which is featured in these films as well, and their occultic owl symbol, especially in the Eye of the Phoenix. That's early on in the film, but basically that's their little club logo. And he presents himself as a Christian conservative, and so many people who would fancy themselves as conservatives and Republicans and Christians actually believe that that's his religion, and it's anything but.
Exactly. In fact, one of the things we point out is his interview with Charlie Gibson, where he talks about how there are, you know, many routes to finding God, and he believes Islam and Christianity are two different routes to getting to heaven. And that's not at all a Christian confession. You know, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Now, whether a person believes that or not, that's the Christian confession. That's what Christianity is. And Bush clearly does not believe that. And what's sad is that I mean, I've got a lot of friends who are evangelicals, very, you know, and a lot of them very patriotic Christians who believe in doing the right thing for our country and so on. And they really strongly supported Bush, and then after he became president, he was making decisions that they were very disappointed in. And then they found out about his skull and bones stuff, that this wasn't just a conspiracy theory, that it's the truth, you know, and that he doesn't even really believe the gospel as it's given in the Bible. So a lot of Christians were very disappointed by that, and sorry that they had given him their support. And now what's happened, because we're bogged down in this war in Iraq that most of the country is not happy about, a lot of people are angry at Christianity and evangelicals because they supported Bush so much. And it seems like a lot of that backlash, because Bush was so heavily discredited, a lot of that backlash then fueled the support for many people for Barack Obama.
Yeah, and when you look at this whole thing, it looks like they want that backlash against religion, because, you know, one of the major themes in all three of these films is bringing about a new age, an age of Aquarius, if you will, a new world order. And, you know, before we move on from America's Secret Beginnings, the first one, The New Atlantis, I'd like you to talk a little bit about Benjamin Franklin. You know, this is a guy who is revered throughout American history, but he's also a guy that was into the occult. And for those who don't know, you know, occult just means hidden knowledge. And one of the clubs he was a member of was the Hellfire Club.
Oh, yeah, over in England. Franklin is a very interesting character from that era to study. He was a member of secret societies in the three countries that were involved in the American Revolution: America, England, and France. He was the master of the lodge in Philadelphia. Then he goes to France, and he's initiated into the Lodge of the Nine Sisters there in Paris, and he becomes lodge master there. He eventually initiates Voltaire, you know, the great French writer from that era. And you had prominent Freemasons and revolutionaries. In fact, the whole French Revolution was started out of that particular lodge. And Franklin was celebrated as this, you know, famous figure when he was there in France. He was very influential. And then he goes to England, and with a good friend of his, a guy named Sir Francis Dashwood, who was a member of the House of Commons, a member of the House of Lords, the close advisor to King George III, who was the king that the American colonists rebelled against in the American Revolution. And he's a part of this secret group there in England called the Hellfire Club.
All
and
right,
they
folks.
Take part in these orgies and you know, getting drunk and mocking Christianity and apparently worshiping Satan, according to the reports.
And it gets even worse than that. I mean, the foreign press said they found corpses of young children in his backyard. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, this is Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous freefall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
The new World Order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain, and no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, and if you just caught the tail end of the last segment, I was discussing Benjamin Franklin, his relationship to secret societies and the Hellfire Club. And when they actually went to Benjamin Franklin's house, I think this was a mainstream article out of the 90s. We're going to pull it up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But they found 10 bodies where they shouldn't have been. These bodies that may have been used in, you know, part of these rituals. Who knows? But it just shows you that what do we really know about these men? And I think you guys make a great point, especially in the third one, that it becomes a lot easier in the time of photography and film to kind of follow these guys and put faces and names to who's in accordance with this. Whereas, you know, with Franklin and Washington, you know, we have to rely mostly on paintings and writings of them, which can be, you know, kind of interpreted differently. But to move on to Riddles in Stone. Now, you know, one of the big things is this DC architecture that's occultic, paganistic, and one of the more famous things anybody can check out is the pentagram that's in the middle of DC. Now, some will argue that, well, it's not a full pentagram. There is one side missing. But you guys do a great job of explaining why that one side is missing in Riddles in Stone in relationship to the author Faust. Why don't you tell people about that?
Well, we, you know, that pentagram, that's the thing. Some people try to argue it's not there, but most everybody, including the Masons, agree that it's there. They just question whether or not it's intentional. And again, like you said, because it appears to be an incomplete pentagram. And there's several explanations. One of them, the one that I think seems to be the most detailed, comes from Manly P. Hall, who the Masons call, you know, their greatest philosopher, according to their own writings. But Hall, in his book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, gives a list of the variant uses for the pentagram. And one of the uses is an open or a broken pentagram, where one side of the pentagram does not completely close. And if you look at the map, and we show it in a variety of angles in Riddles in Stone, Rhode Island Avenue is the street design. You'll see the whole pentagram there with the White House at the base, and then the pentagram inverted goes upward. But Rhode Island Avenue does not extend all the way. It only goes halfway. And the reason for that may be several reasons. A, because it's a well-known symbol in Freemasonry and in the occult. In fact, during that same era, the Washington, D.C. street design was drawn out by Pierre L'Enfant, and possibly with the help of Thomas Jefferson, although people debate that, between 1791 and 1792. In 1790, you had Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, the famous German writer, who was a Freemason, and he was also a member of the Bavarian Illuminati. And all of that's fully documented, his membership and so on. He was there with a bunch of other intellectuals. Well, he writes in the first part of his play, Faust, he writes about Faust, you know, summoning up Mephistopheles, the devil, from hell, and coming into the room. They have this whole exchange and whatnot, and then Mephistopheles gets ready to try and leave, and he says, "Let me go up. I cannot go away. You know, there's something on your windowsill, the pentagram I see." All right? And, or he calls it the witch's foot. And then Faust says, "What, the pentagram? You know, if that stays you, if that's keeping you here, how came you in today? How'd you get in the room?" And then Mephistopheles says, "Well, observe it closely. It is not well made. One end on the other side of it is a little open, as you see." And so the symbolism there is that the devil was able to enter into the room through the pentagram because the pentagram was open. Now, this actually fits in with what the ancient Pythagoreans believed about a five-pointed inverted pentagram, which they called the pentalpha when it was upright, and they called it the five-angle, okay, when it was inverted. The pentalpha, if you go online and you type in pentalpha lodges, okay, you'll find dozens of Masonic lodges that are called pentalpha lodges, and they go on and talk about Pythagoras.
All right, folks, we'll be back for the long segment. We'll be discussing Riddles in Stone and, of course, Eye of the Phoenix, the brand new Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Volume 3. I'm Jason Burmes. We're with Chris Pinto, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listening to GCN. the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmess, and we have Chris Pinto from America's Secret Beginnings. And we were discussing the pentagram in the DC architecture. Let's discuss a little bit what the pentagram means in this occult symbology in relation to the star Sirius.
To the dog star, to the dog star Sirius, the pentagram. Well, we talk about a couple of different levels. One, we talk about, you know, from the, because what we're trying to prove is whether or not Pierre L'Enfant and the guys who were designing this street layout at that time, if they had knowledge of this, you know, if they knew about it somehow or other. Although the pentagram does represent, in Masonic lodges, it does represent the blazing star, they call it. And Albert Pike, in his book Morals and Dogma, writes about how the blazing star is at the center of every Masonic lodge. Now, I've never seen one in a lodge myself in the way that they describe, but from what I'm told from former Masons, every Masonic lodge has in a hidden location a pentagram that is that they call their blazing star, and it dates back to ancient Gnosticism. And to the Gnostics, the pentagram was a symbol for the dog star Sirius, which is very significant because for the Masons and the occultists, the light behind the all-seeing eye on the back of the dollar bill. The light that shines behind the eye is not the light of the sun, as some people think. It's the light of Sirius that is illuminating the eye. And one of the ways, one of the depictions of that, if you were to go into a Masonic lodge, and you could find them online, the imagery, but you'll see some kind of drawing, and they'll have the eye in the center, right, and there'll be light shining around it, and then there'll be the sun on one side and the moon on the other side. Okay, so you know that the light behind the eye is not the light of the sun. And what they're symbolizing there is the sun and the moon represent the male and the female principle. And these are the basics of alchemy. And they repeat this over and over again in the imagery in Washington, D.C. If you go and stand before a lot of the government buildings, you'll see on one side there'll be a male figure, and on the other side there'll be a female figure. That represents the sun and the moon to them. And then in between them, in a triangle formation, usually like in the upper part of the building in a tympanum, there'll be some kind of a figure there that represents a perfect ideal. And it's justice, or it's, you know, labor, or it's, you know, truth, purity, something like that, that represents a perfected ideal. And that's the formula that they use in the occult. But as it pertains, for example, to the eye, you know, this takes us now, we were talking earlier about Pythagoras and how the, you know, the pentagram is a Pythagorean symbol. Well, according to Pythagoras, also has his Pythagorean theorem, where you've got A squared plus B squared equals C squared, right? We all learned that in high school and so on. But for the Mason and those who are involved in the occult, it represents the male principle plus the female principle equals the offspring of them both, which is the perfected being. And this is a symbol for their Masonic Christ, their New Age Christ figure. And that's ultimately what's symbolized by Sirius, by the pentagram and the all-seeing eye floating above the pyramid. It's a symbol for their, really, their Antichrist, that they all envision and hope will come into the world at any given moment. And they all write about this, of course, and we talk about that through the series as well. But we see, especially in part three in Eye of the Phoenix, when you see the interest that the Freemasons have in rebuilding the temple there in Jerusalem. They want to rebuild Solomon's temple. And we believe the reason they want to rebuild it is because they are looking forward to the emergence or appearance or manifestation of their Masonic Christ figure that's going to come into the world and supposedly lead mankind into a golden era. And
this is supposed to be Maitreya, or the next Buddha, correct? And you know, it's just crazy to me that, you know, they not only believe this, but they write about it all over the place. And then one of the, you know, lesser known things is that in the Bohemian Grove, you know, the owl god isn't the only thing out there. It's not just Moloch. You know, St. John of Maple Nook is in there too, but they also have a Maitreya or Buddha in the grove. You can see some of the old pictures from 1913, 1930s in a different section of the grove.
Wow, now that I did not know, Jason. That's very interesting, but it totally fits in with everything else they're doing. And I know I won't jump ahead, but when we talk about Eye of the Phoenix, I'm sure we'll bring it up again. But they take that symbolism, for those who haven't studied it, they really take that symbolism very, very seriously. And not just in America, but all the way around the world. And this is one of the things that comes out in Eye of the Phoenix, where apparently in honor of a Maitreya image, an image of this fifth Buddha, you have dignitaries that show up all over the world for a special event. But we can go into that more later. But yeah, it's
I'm going to have to email you those photos, because when I saw it, I was like, wow, you know, it looks like, you know, and there's been some emails back and forth with this individual that believes that the Bohemian Grove is actually an occultic nematome, and that is, it has different sections for different religious beliefs, but definitely has that Maitreya statue there, and it's quite alarming. One of the guys that you talked about earlier, you know, that the Masons are very into, is a guy named Manly P. Hall, and you guys go to the Manly P. Hall Society throughout the series. And the curator is one of the guys that gets interviewed pretty heavily there. And he seems like, you know, a very, you know, educated man. You know, he's obviously into this. He seems very reasonable, but then you start talking to him and you talk about, you know, what his concept of quote unquote Lucifer is. And he believes it's just knowledge. It's just the pursuit of knowledge. Hey, can you talk to that? I mean, there are some that in the occult that seem to believe that this is, you know, again, Lucifer, the light, all this stuff is just, you know, the pursuit of knowledge. Other people believe it's a metaphysical or physical being.
Yeah, it's, even in their circles, I don't know that everybody would clearly agree, and you learn that at the more you read their stuff and talk to them. Some would see Lucifer as a very real being, a very, very real person, and others, like you said, would just see him as kind of a force, or that knowledge was really Lucifer. And what they do is they go back to, and they all do this, I could show you in Albert Pike's writings, in Eliphas Levi, Madame Blavatsky, they all do the same thing. They go back to the Garden of Eden, and they embrace this ancient Gnostic doctrine. The word Gnostic comes from the Greek word gnosis, meaning knowledge. And in the Garden of Eden, they take the account of Adam and Eve, where Adam and Eve were tempted, or Eve was tempted by the serpent, and they reverse the roles of God and the devil. And they say that God, who had created Adam and Eve, created Adam and Eve as these automatons, right? They were just going to obey him by faith and his command. But that he was a devil because he had forbidden them to partake of the tree of knowledge. So then the serpent comes along, and they believe the serpent is an angel of light who came to, you know, initiate them into the secret knowledge so that their eyes could be opened and they could become as gods. And so they believe the serpent now is a representation of the true God, Lucifer, the God of light, so they claim. If you get Masonic publications like their magazines and stuff, they have a lamp burning and it says knowledge is light. This is what they're referring to. The Masonic calendar in later publications in Masonry, beginning around the 1600s, they began to trace the origin of Masonry all the way back to Adam. Okay? That was the beginning of Masonry. And the reason is because that is when Adam and Eve were initiated by their doctrine through knowledge, through the tree of knowledge, by Lucifer. And they all write about this in a whole variety of ways. But they insist in their writings that Lucifer and Satan are not the same person. And they really believe Lucifer is the true God and that Satan, the enemy, is really the God who created Adam and Eve.
Yeah, and that's gone over in, segue us into Eye of the Phoenix, because that's a large portion of it. They talk about that and Gnosis and Blavatsky. But one of the other big players that I really didn't know anything about before watching this film was Nicolas Roche. And why don't we just go over who he was, because he was a rather popular figure at the time, and why he is important.
Well, Nicolas Rorick, that's apparently the way the name is pronounced.
Yep.
And I learned that by going to the Rorick Museum there in New York. But Rorick was, as you said, Jason, is a highly celebrated international figure. And if you go and study this guy and read up on him, you wonder how it is that he disappeared from modern history books, because he was very, very significant, especially during the FDR era. But he was a Russian mystic. He was a philosopher. He was a painter, a writer. And he really became famous as this exotic Russian painter. And he would do set designs for Broadway shows and things like that. And he had all of these very elaborate, colorful paintings where he's incorporating Eastern mysticism, ideas of Buddhism and Hinduism and so on, and amalgamating those things, these religious traditions, with Western traditions, with, you know, Virgin Mother Goddess images and images of Jesus and Muhammad and so on. All of this blended together into this ecumenical one-world religious idea that he was putting forth in all of his paintings. And that becomes very clear if you study his work. But he was also very involved politically, and he became the spiritual mentor of Henry Wallace. And Wallace was the Secretary of Agriculture at the time, and he would, under FDR, and he would become FDR's vice president some years later. But while he was Secretary of Agriculture, he comes to know Rorick, and they develop this, this mentor-disciple relationship where Wallace is writing him letters and calling him his guru, and writing about all of these New Age ideas, and writing about this mystical stone that Rorick had in his possession, and that supposedly had these magical properties to it, and all this other kind of stuff, and referring to America as the land of destiny, and so on. And Rorick was such a celebrated figure. Another one of his disciples was a guy named Lewis Horch, who was also, who had a number of important government positions in FDR's administration as well. And FDR, Wallace, and Horch were all Freemasons. They were all very high-ranking Masons at the time. And Horch was so enamored with Rorick that he decides to build this skyscraper, this big building there in Manhattan in New York, to house Rorick's paintings and to be a celebration of Rorick himself. And he calls it, it's called the Master Building. It's still there today. We go there with our cameras, and we talk to the historiographer there and so on. But the Master Building was so named for Rorick himself, meaning that he was the master, the spiritual guru, this master. And today, what's really bizarre about Rorick is there are some New Agers who channel him, like they believe he's spiritually still out there, and they channel him and get messages from Nicholas Rorick. But even in his lifetime, they saw him as this enlightened person and so on.
And Rorick, he was, when you said he was politically involved, I mean, he was politically involved with the League of Nations, which was really one of the first attempts at world government. And this is the guy that passed on the quote-unquote Great Seal to Wallace, who was the Secretary of Agriculture, later the Vice President, onto FDR, and why it's on the back of the dollar bill, correct?
Absolutely. Rorick was said to be the inspiration for ultimately why the Great Seal ended up on the back of the dollar bill. That's why he's so significant ultimately in that era. And people, you know, suspected that and believed that even at that time. And this is not from, again, conspiracy authors. This is, if you get the book Tournament of Shadows, that's done by at least one New York Times editor, for goodness sake, who wrote that book and has all this documentation on the influence of Rorick. American Heritage is another research group that talks about him and talks about how much influence Rorick had over the Oval Office, because FDR apparently had met him at least once. There was this Rorick Peace Pact that was signed by the FDR White House, because Rorick was this big advocate for international peace and so on. And it was really, Jason, it was his involvement in the Theosophical Society that was founded by Madame Blavatsky, and Henry Wallace was a theosophist. The whole Theosophical Society is really the underbelly and the undercurrent of the League of Nations, because they were writing and talking about the brotherhood of man, okay, and seeing in all world religions that they were one and the same. That was the inspiration for having this League of Nations and trying to unite everybody together. And you had people like Mahatma Gandhi, you had Nehru, the first Prime Minister of India, that were all members of this Theosophical Society and trying to bring about this world unity. And Rorick, even under FDR's White House, was working for the Secretary of Agriculture, and they send him out to go find these seeds and grasses and whatnot. And while he's out there, he's apparently working politically to create like a great Asian union from all of these Buddhist theocracies that are out there, so that they can be amalgamated into this world government. So it was, yeah, he was affecting things. He was impacting things at a very occult level, at an arcane level, because he's out searching for Shambhala, you know, this mystical land. He's searching for signs of the Christ. If people had any idea just how deeply occult the United Nations and the League of Nations are and were, I mean, it would just make your hair stand on end. But all of this is being done. They're channeling these supernatural demonic spirits that are inspiring them and so on, and influencing, I mean, the most powerful leaders in the world at that time. It's just incredible.
It is incredible. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I want to talk about in the final segment coming up is, you know, one of those things that he went looking for. You talked about Shambhala. Well, how about the second Holy Grail, or the other Holy Grail, however you want to put it, which was this Stone of Destiny. And one of the most striking images I've seen in the film is at the Manly P. Hall Society, there's this little, what seems to be a bronze statue of Rorik holding this thing. I mean, he literally looks like a character out of Mortal Kombat, folks, holding the Stone of Destiny. We'll be back with the final segment with Chris Pinto. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater.
All right, folks, final segment with Chris Pinto of America's Secret Beginnings. We're back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. I want to remind everybody that the Obama deception drops March 15th over at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to be playing the trailer for you in the first segment next hour, and we're going to be taking your calls, going through a news blitz, definitely talking about Gordon Brown and his New World Order speech in front of Congress today. But finishing up with Chris Pinto, you know, one of those things that really stuck in my mind was that statue of Rorik, you know, holding this quote-unquote Stone of Destiny, and then you go through this little scrapbook and you see that, you know, it was mailed to him and his wife, and that he supposedly had it in this little, you know, occultic-looking box. What is the significance of this stone?
Well, the stone, as you said, it was something delivered to him in Paris in 1923 to him and his wife. And it's this whole mystery. The stone was thought to be the stone of destiny. And the stone of destiny supposedly is traced all the way back to the pillow stone of Jacob written about in the Bible. You know, when Jacob goes into the cave at Bethel, and he has the dream, and he sees the ladder going, you know, from heaven to earth and so on. And then he wakes up, and the pillow stone that he had laid upon, he sets up for an altar. Well, that stone apparently had been taken into Solomon's temple by the Jews centuries ago. Then with the fall of Jerusalem under Nebuchadnezzar from Babylon, attacks the city. Then according to legend, the prophet Jeremiah takes that stone and brings it to Scotland, to make a long story short. And then the Scottish kings end up using that as like their throne. They sit on this stone, and the Scottish kings are crowned upon this stone. They call it the Stone of Destiny. If you go to Edinburgh Castle today, and we go there, there's a whole big display on the Stone of Destiny. And they have a big mural saying, you know, the kings of Scotland crowned on the Stone of Destiny, and so on. The stone was then supposedly captured, it was captured, supposedly, by the English king in 1296. He brings it then to Westminster Abbey, and from that time on, they built a coronation chair at Westminster Abbey, put this stone beneath the chair. A special compartment was built for it, and all the kings and queens of England were crowned on this stone. That includes Queen Elizabeth I, Henry VIII. The last monarch crowned on it was Queen Elizabeth II, the current Queen of England, was crowned on this stone, supposedly. Now, then there's this whole big controversy over, well, is that the real stone or not, or what happened? And that's part of the mystery that we chase down in this film.
And there are some believe that it was actually, you discussed this skyscraper that was built, that it's actually hidden away in the cornerstone of this skyscraper, which is basically a monument to Rorik.
Right. Well, Rorik claimed that that was the stone that was delivered to him in this box, in this casket that he's holding. Mm-hmm. And that image that you mentioned that's there in Manly Hall's library, which is a little bronze figure of Rorik holding this casket, and he's staring down at the casket, right? And this is something that Henry Wallace, the Vice President of the United States, had written about. He writes a letter to Rorik, and he says, I envision you holding the casket, the precious casket, and so on, right? And he says, we await the stone in this glorious land of destiny. So the Vice President of the United States, or Secretary of Agriculture at the time, is writing about this artifact and saying that they're awaiting it, you know, and seeing it as the symbol of empowerment. And what we show in the film is that the stone, at least according to what Rorik believed he had, was a stone that was, according to legend, cut from the crown of the archangel Lucifer, according to Manly P. Hall. And we believe that's the reason Rorik valued that stone.
Well, you know, you guys have just done a bang-up job on this almost nine-hour series. You know, Eye of the Phoenix is truly the capstone on this. You know, I may not agree with all of it, but it is done so well, and I believe everybody out there should check out a copy. I thank you so much for spending an hour with us. Remember, you can get all these at Infowars.com. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks, Jason.
All right. We'll be back after this news blitz. It's the Info Warrior.
Hello,
with Jason
friends.
Burmis.
This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Understand that I won't hold your hand, but if it helps you, man.
All right, folks, we're back. What a great hour, huh? I mean, I hope for the new listeners and the ones that are going to listen tomorrow on YouTube and check out the Prison Planet posts that you go to Infowars.com and you purchase some of these films. I mean, if you haven't seen the first one, New Atlantis is great. I mean, they're all going to be new to you. And these movies are each about 3 hours long. I got to tell you, sometimes I do need to take a break because it is so much information. But these things are produced on a level that they look like they're done by the History Channel. You know, in fact, I really believe that some of them have been on History Channel International. So they're of the top, highest quality of documentary films. And another high quality documentary film that is on the way, dropping March 15th from this little office over at Infowars.com, is, of course, the Obama deception. And, of course, if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, the propaganda. This isn't Time Magazine I'm holding. This is one's paid for by Obama, one's paid for by Obama's backers. It doesn't make much difference. All right, let's cut to the Obama deception, gentlemen.
On March 15th, a carefully crafted corporate fraud will be exposed, and a vicious hoax will be revealed to the people of the world.
Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here to save the planet Earth.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set.
Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong.
Yes, we can.
Obama's health care plan will include coverage of all essential medical services.
Yes, we can.
Obama is a cruel hoax. He works for Wall Street. He's an agent of finance capital.
Where did you come up with the number $700 billion? Here's the Treasury spokeswoman's quote. It's not based on any particular data point. We just really wanted to come up with a really big number.
To Democrats and Republicans who've opposed this plan, I say, step up to the plate.
A few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
Secretary Henry Paulson is no George Washington.
I don't think anyone questions, Mr. Kashkari, that you're working hard. Our question is who you're working for.
Obama pledged that he would resume the security and prosperity partnership talks between Mexico and Canada that President Bush initiated.
The old boss is starting to look a lot like the new boss.
Robert Gates is going to remain on the job as defense secretary for at least a year.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
We see you causing a depression so you can blow out the economy and consolidate it and bankrupt it. We know that you are enemies of free humanity, and we are here standing against your tyranny.
The Obama deception. On March 15th, the people strike back.
Top stories over at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now is this religious pamphlet that's being handed out in churches in America on how great Obama is. And now in San Francisco, they have these little things on display. We'll pull it up for folks on the PrisonPlanet.tv. There you go. Our Lord and Savior, Obama. Well, not me, folks. We're going to come back. Same boss as the old boss. Let me tell you. More Bush appointees. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes back after this.
No, no, no.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun.
We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's
one, two, so where do Obama and his pack of political thieves get their appointees? Well, they get them from the previous administrations, let's be honest. All right? What, did you guys just cue that up? Oh, man, the producers are killing me out there. Anyway, Obama picks Florida's Fugate. I don't know if it's Fugate or Fugate or Fugate. I'm going to call him Fugate because it sounds cooler. Anyway, he picks Florida's Fugate to head up FEMA. Now, where does this guy get his experience from? Well, none other than Jeb Bush. In 2001, he was named director of Florida's division of FEMA. And, you know, this is just... It happens all the time. I mean, look, Robert Gates stayed on. Hillary Clinton. The Clintons and the Bushes are literally like peanut butter and jelly, okay? Like peanut butter and jelly. They're that close. So it's not a surprise they keep the Secretary of Defense on. It's not a surprise that they bring in one of the Bush cronies to head up FEMA. They're going to need a crony and somebody who is willing to do just the most disgusting, devastating things to the human race for these FEMA camps when you have things like this. A civilian inmate labor program. Jones went heavy on this today. I touched upon it last night. But these are the FEMA camps, folks. And you gotta wonder. I mean, Glenn Beck, you know, can kiss my rear end. I mean, honestly, I don't care for him. I don't like his big head. I don't like his haircut. I don't like his attitude. And for him to say, I wanted to debunk these FEMA camps. You know what? I want to debunk a lot of things, but I'm a rational human being. And when they're there, you know, I can see them with my own little eyes, you know, the pupils in my head. I have to acknowledge that they're real. It's kind of like when I was driving into work today, and I can't tell you how many people go, oh, there's no such thing as chemtrails. And they were spot on today. I mean, you ever do it? Crosshatch patterns, you had Anarchy A's up in the air. I mean, they were out there and they were spreading out. I mean, it would clear up for a while and then you'd literally see two, three, or four planes in the air. I saw a lot of prop planes today low, like trying to check out, you know, what these things were doing. But, you know, anybody in the office will tell you, especially the ones that like to go out and have a little smoke scan hutch, that these things were rampant today. But you know what? Chemtrails don't exist, I guess, until Gordon Brown tells me that they exist. It's just like a shadow banking elite didn't exist until Gordon Brown told me. Thank God for Gordon. Thank the Lord for Gordon Brown and his global new deal. You see how I like to segue? In his global new deal. The only guy that's talking a little bit like Jason Burmess and Alex Jones and doing so sincerely is a man named Lou Dobbs. And Dobbs not only reported on this global new deal with Gordon Brown, which we're going to play the clip in just a second, but he also talked about yesterday Obama's new world order. So we're going to play Dobbs and the Gordon Brown New Deal right now. And then in the next segment, we're going to play the Dobbs Obama's New World Order clip. All right, let's do it, guys. Dobbs? No audio, fellas?
White House, Brown leader of Britain's Socialist Labor Party, is pushing now for what he calls a global New Deal. This so-called New Deal would be funded by who else? The United States of America. Kitty Pilgrim has our report.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown wants the U.S. to spearhead a New Deal-style rescue package for the global economy. In his recent op-ed, he recalls U.S.-British ties in the era of Winston Churchill, using all the Obama buzzwords, calling for high-growth, low-carbon recovery, and applauding the American spirit of enterprise.
A global grand bargain is not now just necessary, but it is vitally urgent.
The irony is not lost on many who study U.S.-European relations. With a couple of trillion dollars of world market losses, the U.S. has gone from international pariah to potential savior. Niall Gardner has studied European-U.S. relations for the Conservative Heritage Foundation.
Here. In this case, this is not going to benefit the United States at all. This is the European Union trying to dictate to America and the rest of the world how to solve the financial crisis.
Financially, Europe is in very tough shape. It's deeply divided with charges of protectionism among member states. With an unemployment rate in double digits in some countries, several banks across Europe have had to be nationalized. This weekend, the EU rejected a bailout for Eastern Europe. This global financial consultant says there's no question
that Europe could do a lot more. Europe could cut interest rates more. The European Central Bank could cut interest rates all the way down to zero, essentially like what the Fed's done. They could provide a lot more fiscal stimulus. They've only done it in a very, very small, kind of timid way.
In the U.S., the financial stimulus plan over the next 2 years is 5.5% of GDP, but it's only 1.5% in the U.K. and the Eurozone.
Now, the White House today seemed to relish the prospect of being back in European good graces, saying they will see Prime Minister Brown tomorrow and will continue the conversation.
All right, let's cut the clip right there. You know, they keep on harping on this, you know, we have to do more for stewardship of the environment. And I'm Gordon Brown, and I'm a member of the World Sustainable Society. And so is Obama's global warming or climate change czar. Okay, and I watched 20 minutes of the Gordon Brown speech today. He said New World many times. He did not drop the New World Order bomb in front of Congress. Oh, boy, I would have loved to see those three magic words together in Congress. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, yes. They actually gave the guy like a five-minute standing ovation. You know, it's all on film. I'm sure Jones is going to play the whole clip tomorrow. But I was just shocked. I mean, he went into it about, he actually lied to everybody and he said, you know what, with this new global economy, the people in these third world nations that are producing anything, within the next 10 to 15 years, they will become the consumers and we will have the largest middle class ever. No, actually, they're raping the middle class. They're taking us down to a surf class. We're going to have the smallest middle class ever and we're going to have the widest gap of power ever. We're already there. It's only going to get wider. Why are you lying to us, Gordon Brown? Why are you now admitting to a shadow global banking system? Is it so you can bring in this global new deal? Your New World Bank? Your Time magazine article entitled The New World Order? Huh? The Newsweek cover that tells us that we're all socialists now? Well, we're going to drop another Lou Dobbs bomb on you in the next segment with the New World Order on CNN yesterday. Oh, there it is. Look, we're all socialists now. Red and blue together again for the very first time. Let's shake them up. Let's do it down. I'm also going to start taking your calls in the next segment. It is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Here's an interesting story that's over at 9/11 Blogger. It doesn't really have anything to do with 9/11, but since I talked about Tamiflu and, you know, the fact that you should not be taking a flu vaccine, let me repeat that. You should not be taking a flu vaccine. It's in your head, okay? You take the flu vaccine, guess what? You're probably going to end up with the flu. And this is why. This is all over the foreign press. Experimental virus material, live avian flu, and human flu viruses accidentally mixed, then sent to several European facilities. So what they're telling you now is that in the actual vaccines they're giving you. Here it is. The company that released contaminated flu virus material from a plant in Austria confirmed Friday that the experimental product contained live H5N1 avian flu virus. So the vaccines have the virus in them. When they talk about a bird flu outbreak, guess how it's going to happen? It's going to happen with you going to the doctor and saying, I don't want the bird flu. And he goes, okay, well, come on over here. All right, roll up your arm and whoop-a-doo. Okay, everything's okay. And then the next week, you're going to be puking your brains out. There's going to be blood coming out of your mouth. Ah, but I took the vaccination. Oh. Well, you know what? I'm not going to be shocked when this does not hit the United States media. I'm sure Alex is going to cover it. I mean, not only was it contaminated with H5N1, but it also had a mix of H3N2, a seasonal flu virus, and an unlabeled versions of the H5N1. Huh. You can thank Avir Greenhills Biotechnology that sent this out to subcontractors in the Czech Republic, Slovenia, and Germany. So, you know, it's always a serious error when they put this stuff in there. It's never on purpose. You think they're ever going to tell? It's like when they put, when they found out that there was AIDS in Factor 8 from Bayer. Okay? It's been ruled against. These people have won lawsuits for hundreds of millions of dollars. It's actually in the European press again. And I tell people, hey, you know what? They gave a lot of people AIDS who were hemophiliacs or just needed blood transfusions. And they go, Jason, that's a conspiracy theory. That's what that is. That's a conspiracy theory. And I'm like, really? Because, you know, it's on the London Guardian. The New York Times reported it. The Washington Post. I didn't make up the trials that occurred. You know, I must have one hell of an imagination, apparently, you know, just to imagine all this kooky stuff. But it's true. You know why they did that? Because they had to hype it up in America. Okay, they had to hype up HIV and AIDS. You think about how much we have been indoctrinated, you know, to be, oh, World AIDS Day, everybody wear a red ribbon, AIDS is going to get us all, we're all going to die, never have unprotected sex again, please don't, no. The total people since AIDS inception that have died worldwide, does anybody even know the number? The one that I think it's the World Health Organization goes by. You know, I'm just going to give everybody a hint, okay? We got about 300 million people in this country right now, okay? And AIDS has been around since the early to mid-80s. Publicly. I mean, the propaganda has just been hyped up. You would think in the United States alone, millions of people would have died. No. We in the United States have less than 25,000 casualties due to HIV and AIDS. And worldwide with the billions of people, I mean billions, their number's 25 million in over 25 years. It's about a million per year, folks. Think about that. Think about how many lives are lost to cancer. Think about how many lives are lost to real sexual transmitted diseases like hepatitis. Okay? That's a joke. That's a joke. In our country, tens of thousands die of hepatitis every year. And we've got 25,000 deaths from HIV in its existence in this country. It's called hype, folks. It's called a bioweapon. All right, we're going to take your calls in the next segment. And Obama is exposed as New World Order scum by Lou Dobbs. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kronschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved?
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, and I promised you I would go to your calls. But before that, I also want to reiterate that there's a lot of false positives on HIV as well. Pull up the New York Post article from 2008. So a lot of these people that died of AIDS didn't really have AIDS, okay? Basically, they were told they had HIV AIDS, and they were put on the medication like AZT, and they were killed by the medication. HIV false positive test stress. I mean, just type in HIV false positives. Check it out for yourself. I'm not making it up. All right, let's go to our first caller, and then in the next segment we're going to play the Lou Dobbs Obama New World Order clip that just came on television yesterday. Jay in New Hampshire, you're the first caller of the evening. What's on your mind?
Well, I am in New Hampshire, and I was at the State House today. They voted on House Concurrent Resolution 6, which is one of the 10th Amendment reaffirmation bills.
The sovereignty bills, right?
Yes, yeah, the sovereignty bills. I was joined by hundreds of other patriots. We had had a big rally. Unfortunately, there were 223 men at the State House that weren't patriots. The bill was defeated 223 to 150, so it was kind of a disappointing day. But I just wanted to.
But at least it's a 3-2 ratio. I mean, you're close. You know, that's not that bad. I mean, you got another shot at it. You know what I'm saying? That's not total loss. They had to probably go out of their way to get those 200 plus people there. You spread the word right, you show them this concurrent bill, you might be able to beat them a second time around.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what I wanted to say to your listeners is, you know, if you're in a state, in one of the 30 states that have one of these bills, definitely get out, contact your senators, you know, or contact your representatives, contact the state senate, and get the word out. Because I think a lot of the 223 voted against it because they don't really understand it.
And no, absolutely not. They had a friend say, this is really bad, you need to come out here. And, you know, folks, if you're listening to this radio show, it's not enough. You know, you have to be able to not only listen to radio shows like mine, like Alex's, but you have to be able to take action like Jay in New Hampshire. And if there was just a fraction more people taking action in that area, that bill could have passed. I mean, again, you only lose by 70 or so in a 220 to 150 vote. You can swing that number.
Yeah, and if you figure, you know, the number I think was at 63, but but 63, you know, if you get 35 people, that's, you know, 35 the other way would have made it pass.
Exactly.
A funny thing though about the New Hampshire State House is it's actually legal to carry a gun, open carry. It's legal, but what you can't do is you can't bring a sign with a stick on it inside the State House. Isn't that funny? You can
bring
a gun.
That's the real danger, man. It's all about the free speech zone. I thank you for the call, Jay. Guys, we have to take action. These bills, these sovereignty bills, are very important. I'm very glad to see that at least 150 plus patriots went out there. You got to make it 300 plus next time because they're probably going to up their game as well. All right, let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Forrest in California. Forrest, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Jason. It is a great honor being on your show, man. I'm so happy for you and Alex and all the InfoWarriors and all the world for having this new program.
Awesome.
So I just want to talk about the depopulation plan and how it is a war on God, because we have one infinite God. Like, all religions have to admit that there's one God. Now, God may go by different names. So this plan to, like, depopulate the planet, it is a war on God, because it is taking away consciousness from, like, an already infinite God, but God is, like, always expanding.
And it always seems like, you know, I don't know if you listened in the first hour and we had the America's Secret Beginnings guy on there. All these people who are into the occult and want this one world society, what they don't tell you is that they have these things like the Georgia Guidestones that say, you know, there should only be a population of 500,000 throughout the world and it should be governed over by, you know, us elites. And then you read things like the Kyoto Protocols and what sustainability really means, and it calls for a mass culling of society, all societies. And that is a scary thing. I mean, think about it. You know, you look to your left, you look to your right, and 4 out of 5 people are going to be gone.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and
it's crazy, man.
Yeah, sure is. And I believe that there is a divine purpose that the reason Jerome Corsi and Bob Chapman, Alex Jones, and you are here is because the USA, it's the only nation in history that's not named after a race or tribe. Like, we have all people, so we've found the like unity and multiplicity, and all of these different cultures has made this nation stronger.
I agree, man, and that's why we need to bring
everybody,
God Almighty. Man. Hey, man, thank you for the call, Forrest, and that's why we need to bring everybody in. We can't judge somebody by the color of their skin, by their religion. This is a war on all of us, and we have to realize it is a war against humanity in general. And if you have a shred of goodness in your soul, take the time to realize and look into these allegations that it's true that they don't want us living. And the ones that they keep around, they want them to be their slave class. Well, I'm nobody's slave. So we're going to continue to take your calls on the other side. It's 866-582-9933. And Obama's New World Order, Lou Dobbs style. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Forget, folks, the Obama deception drops PrisonPlanet.tv on March 15th. They flattened the DVD out, I guess, today. It's off to production. So, again, PrisonPlanet.tv viewers will get a first crack at it. And I'm very excited for the film. It's very quick-paced. It's under 2 hours, which I always try to stress in a film. Even though the things like the America's Secret Beginnings, almost 3 hours, great information. It's very hard for me to sit through 3 hours of anything. I mean, I'm trying to think about, like, the last three-hour movie that I was like, oh, this is awesome. It's probably Apocalypto. It's not quite 3 hours, but it was badass for a three-hour film, especially one with no English. I've never watched Titanic. I'm getting Titanic. I refuse to watch Titanic because of all the hype that surrounded it when I was younger. Like, all the ladies wanted to watch Titanic, and I was a young college lad, and I was just too cool for Titanic, and I'm just going to remain too cool for Titanic. And that's the bottom line. We're going to go back to callers in a moment. It's 866-582-9933. But I promised, and I will deliver, the Obama New World Order clip. Because Lou Dobbs gets it. He's the one true independent. Glenn Beck, he ain't no independent. Lou Dobbs is an independent. He goes as far as he can in the mainstream media. He gets the ratings, and he gets the job done. This one's a long clip, but we're going to be coming back with calls after this. It's the Info Warrior and Lou Dobbs.
This is Lou Dobbs Tonight. Debate and opinion for Tuesday, March 3rd. Live from New York, Lou Dobbs.
Good evening, everybody. President Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon today calling for a new world order to tackle our global economic crisis. President Obama said globalization can be an enormous force for good. Prime Minister Brown again pushing for what he calls a global new deal, paid for by the United States, of course. And Budget Director Peter Orszag saying budget deficits could amount to $2 trillion more if Congress doesn't pass the president's budget. Ed Henry reports now from the White House on the summit meeting between President Obama and Prime Minister Brown.
A meeting of the U.S. President and British Prime Minister used to mean talk of war and peace, but it's all about the global economic meltdown now.
My main message to the American people is to just recognize that we dug a very deep hole for ourselves. There were a lot of bad decisions that were made. We are cleaning up that mess. It's going to be sort of full of fits and starts in terms of getting the mess cleaned up, but it's going to get cleaned up.
Prime Minister Gordon Brown is wounded at home and wanted a full-fledged news conference to stand beside a popular new leader. Instead, Brown got a more low-key meeting in the Oval Office. And yet, unlike Tony Blair, he didn't seem to mind being considered the American president's poodle.
And I think the history books will record that what he has done in his first nearly 50 days of office has been momentous in setting the means by which we can see the economic recovery happening.
Brown desperately needs President Obama to help Great Britain deal with the financial crisis.
As far as the common interests that we're pursuing, look, there is the possibility in the next few months of a global new deal that will involve all the countries of the world in sorting out and cleaning up the banking system.
The president did not make any promises.
There it is. A global new deal with all the countries of the world with a new global banking system as he sits next to the right hand of Satan. I mean, Obama. I shouldn't say Satan. I mean, he's probably not a bad guy. He's just another puppet. We should draw some lines, like, right under his mouth there and, like, pull a string. And that's pretty much what comes out of Obama's mouth. The Messiah. And the Messiah is speaking. All right. Back to your calls. You know, that clip's probably going to be pulled from YouTube. I hope it's we should probably pull it off of YouTube with some with one of our little YouTube downloaders so Jones has that for tomorrow, or just keep it up, because that's probably going to be pulled down. I mean, you can't be reporting on the New World Order and globalization negatively. It's positive, Pete. We all need it. You know, we need it. Why wouldn't we need a new global banking system, you know, to come in and save us from the old global banking system with the same global banking leaders that got us into this mess? Oh, yeah, that's why. All right, let's jump to John in Michigan. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Burmis?
How you doing,
beautiful
sir?
Beautiful thing to see you having your own show, man.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
I've been a big, big fan of yours for a long, long time. So I called in a little while ago. I'm with Primal Rage Productions, and, man, I just have to say I'm so glad to see you guys continue going. I cannot wait for the Obama deception that
awesome.
I've got. I'm so excited about that. And it's just kind of like, I like watching the rise of the underground media, whether it's the music, the news programs. This is the evolution. This is how we are going to fight in the future, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to see that we're starting to impact things like Lou Dobbs. I mean, even people, douches like Glenn Beck, have to kind of spin it because we've brought that news out there.
Absolutely.
You know, it's absolutely phenomenal. And I just wanted to say thank you for all the work that you're doing. And I know it's hard for us to get you up in Michigan, but thanks for all the hard work and everything that you do.
Well, thank you, John. And everybody out there listening, if you want this thing to stick around, you know, I've got a one-year contract here at Infowars.com. I'm hoping I'm going to be here much longer than a year. But the way you can help is spread the word. You know, I'm trying to get to college kids, and I know there's a lot of college kids in their dorms, especially from 9 to midnight Central. 10 to 1 Eastern even. You know, we can reach a lot of people, and I'm going to have my own blog line up on InfoWars quite soon, probably at the end of the week, and we're going to be putting up a PDF file, and I'm hoping that people will print out that PDF file and post these things in the quad and on the billboards and say, hey, there's this great free podcast, this great free radio show, this great free talk show on YouTube, and you can watch it anytime, and we can get the word out, because we're not trying to preach to the choir here. The choir has already been reached. We need to reach out to millions and millions of more people and bring them into this patriot movement and tell them what this globalization is really about, because the average Tom, Dick, and Harry on the streets actually believes that Gordon Brown and Obama are sincere when they say, you know what, globalization can be a force for good. Yeah, if it wasn't under tyrants, it could be a force for good. But unfortunately, it's under the same Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Russells, you know, all the same names, all the same criminals that have been around now for literal dynasties of hundreds of years. All right, let's go to Robert in Canada. Robert, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for a little bit, downloaded your two shows off of the Pirate Bay for Monday and Tuesday.
Cool.
I noticed that you've been talking a bit about video games and stuff from Netflix.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So I hear Alex Jones always saying that the violent video games youth are playing and all that. I've played, like, GTA, San Andreas, and all that. I've done, like, a million simulated murders, and I'm pretty normal, and I'm not...
Well, listen, it's not for everybody. I've played those games, too. I'm not so hardcore into GTA, but I'm a hardcore Mortal Kombat player since I was about... Geez, when did the first one come out? I think I was like 10 years old. You know, I was ripping the spines out of Sub-Zero did the spine rip and all that other stuff and the decapitations. Sure, on some level, you know, not everybody is going to be totally torn apart by violent video games. And I don't believe in censorship. You know, I believe in the rating system, absolutely. But when you look at these war games, okay, and I know you've played with people that are the same exact way, they have that mentality anyway, that high school mentality, that they just want to beat somebody up or they want to shoot somebody. And, you know, you'll hear them talking, like, even when I'm playing a World War II game, I don't care about how many Nazis I slaughter. I'm making Nazi jokes all over the place. You know, spaghetti Nazi over here, decapitated Nazi over there. But then when you get into this modern warfare thing and, you know, the Arabs are the enemy, or you have predictive programming in Tom Clancy's game where, you know, literally Georgia attacks Russia and this new, you know, global conflict arises, and this actually happens years down the line, you have to ask yourself, you know, what is this for? And then there's this game out there, you know, Microsoft, you know, Bill Gates is a big, big globalist, and he puts out this game where you're this new Freedom Force, you know, super soldier fighting terrorism in countries, and now you're a cop and you have carte blanche, and it's very GTA-like. You know, you have, like, pretty much open rein all over the place. So, you know, obviously you're not going to get everybody to, you know, be more murderous or whatever, but, you know, those people that, you know, dwell on those things, it doesn't help. And, you know, I'm not one of those guys that says, you know, take away the violent video games, but, you know, you do get into mesmer. I just beat Gears of War, man. You know, and I got to tell you, there were times I'm playing Gears of War where I'm just sucked into that television for 6 hours at a time. You know, it definitely, Alex is dead on when he tells you that there is a pulse to a television and it creates some kind of a hypnosis because your brain isn't there. I mean, literally when you're sitting there playing those video games, I don't know about you, and someone walks into the room, unless I hear them, I have no idea that they're even there. They have to talk to me and then I kind of go, okay, hey, what's up, man? You know, I got to hit pause and I just got to get back into reality. You know, it's a vacation from reality. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, that's what video games are. They're a vacation from reality.
Well, I have to make a point that I play all my games on my computer, and I do use an LCD screen, and they don't, as far as I know, they don't pulse like 60 second hertz.
It doesn't
like,
have the 60 hertz pulse is what you're saying.
That's true.
If you have the certain screens, it doesn't give you that same pulse. I don't know. Aaron Dykes over here, and I thank you for the call. He actually puts his 42-inch television on a side because he feels like he gets too sucked into it when it's straight on, you know? Again, I'm not advocating to, you know, censor video games. I like the rating system the way it is, but there definitely is predictive programming. And some people are definitely more likely to commit violence after playing some of these games. I mean, listen, even The Punisher, you know, Punisher's a comic book I grew up on as a kid. Loved it. Frank Castle's family's murdered by gangsters. The law needs to be taken into its own hands. He wears the death skull. And he, you know what, he doesn't mess around like Spider-Man, okay? He's getting these guys. He's murdering them. Well, when the video came out a few years ago, I mean, it was so unbelievably violent where you would tie these guys up, you would torture and interrogate them, you know, saying that torture is okay. And then, most of the time, I mean, it would be very rare for the Punisher just to let go someone who he's tortured. So you'd literally be able to, like, hang them out a window, right? And you're slamming the window on their head and slamming the window on their head. And then after that, you've interrogated them and they give you the information so you can go with the game, you can either let them go, that's no fun, or you can drop them out the window. Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous, gentlemen. All right. I believe I just went to Robert in Canada, so let's jump to Jay in New Jersey. Jay, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
I just wanted to talk about Gordon Brown and his little speech that he gave.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think he is sincere in what he's saying. The problem is that who he's talking to is not us, the regular people. When he says he's going to bring things to the way they should be, he's talking about those globalists who feel things should be a certain way. And, you know, how they should wipe out the little guy and use us as slaves, which is their big plan.
But he also, he also panders to the middle class. Did you see the part about in the speech where he said that the middle class was going to double in size in the next 10 to 20 years? He actually said that. He said things are going to get better for everybody because we're going to have this new green economy. It's going to create all these great new jobs. We're going to have the biggest middle class ever. But at the same time, he's talking about a world banking system which only benefits these elites.
Right, I agree. You know, whatever happened to, you know, our sovereignty is definitely at stake. It's sincerity out the window pretty much, but I mean, like, I don't know, man. You know what? I just got on the movement, maybe like a year ago. I started watching the 9/11 stuff that you guys did, and it really got me motivated, and you know what? It also got me really, really angry. And if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you, I have a problem, a situation where, you know, I have my close friends who I want them to wake up too, but it seems like they're not getting the message.
Well, have you been able to sit them down for any movies yet? I mean, has anyone sit down with you and watched a movie yet?
I've gotten one person to sit down with me and watch a movie, and
which
you know
one?
What? He was a buddy of mine. It was The Loose Change. It was your movie.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Know, the first thing I know, I'm not going to get convinced them on the globalist thing until they realize that 9/11. Mm-hmm. You know, if
9/11 seems to be the key.
I think it is, because that's really what snapped me out of it. Because, I mean, if you realize that was, you know...
an inside job, then all bets are off, and then you have to take a look at everything. Well, I would say this. You know, Loose Change sometimes is a little too much for people. That's why I did Fabled Enemies, to look at the intelligence networks, go a little bit more mainline with it. If that's not somebody's cup of tea, you could maybe bring them in with a movie like American Blackout or perhaps Press for Truth. You know, there's a lot of good 9/11 documentaries there to string somebody along. And the way that, you know, I like to bring in people that I've talked to all my friends and family now at this point. I make new friends all the time, and I try to relate to them from their perspective. You know, if they think they're a Republican, I will point out a Democratic lie and try to point out the just total falsity of this left-right paradigm, you know. When somebody knows about the Federal Reserve banking system, then maybe I'll talk about that for a minute and say, hey, do you know about the VeriChip? The VeriChip is a great way to scare somebody into listening to your information. So I really think it's all about being a human being. I think our best tools are definitely the films. Nobody reads anymore. So, you know, you just got to keep on pushing along. You're only in this a year, man. When I was in this a year, 2 years, 3 years, even 4 years, I lost more friends and family that I gained, but they all came around eventually. You got to plant the seed, and then, you know, Maybe it won't be now. Maybe it won't be a week from now. Maybe it won't be a month from now. Maybe it'll be 6 months from now, and they're driving down the road and they see a certain sign or an advertisement or listening to a radio ad or a show, and something will click in their brain and you can get them. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to one more caller for this segment. Let's go to Steve in Canada. Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Good. I just a couple of things here. I listened to you for every time you filled in for Alex on his show, and there's definitely a difference now that you've got your own show here. It seems like you've been able to spread your wings more natural and doing a great job, man. And Fabled Enemies rocks.
I'll
tell you
dude.
That much. I was blown away. Really, really well done. The reason I called was about the flu vaccine. Just boggles my mind. And
it's all accidental. Don't worry, sir. It's for our protection. We need to. You know what? I'm leaving the studio here. I'm going to a hospital. I'm going to wait for the 7 a.m. opening. I'm going to get as many vaccinations as I can. They're delicious.
Oh yeah. Me too. I'll be right in line behind you there. The bottom of the end of Mike Adams' article there that that I've read anyways, it says the shocking answer is that this couldn't have been an accident because Baxter International adheres to something called the Biosafety Level 3, a set of laboratory safety protocols that prevents cross-contamination.
Mm-hmm.
So it's impossible if they are a BSL 3 laboratory for this to have been an accident.
Yeah, let me just read this quote really quickly, and then I'll let you get back to your point. Baxter hasn't shed much light, at least not publicly, on how the accident happened. Earlier this week, Bonner called the mistake the result of a combination of just the process itself and technical and human error in this procedure. However, totally impossible. Continue.
Well, I mean, not only did they get the H5N1 in there, they also happened to just drop in the H3N2. You know, oops, double accident. You know, really, really like a joke there. But what at the bottom of the article on Prison Planet here, mm-hmm. you guys have research-related articles, so I'm looking at it here, mm-hmm. and it says, Novartis recalls vaccines and contamination scare. And it's just the one below that, sorry.
Steve, we're going to come back to you on the other side. I'm going to let you finish up. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the Info War, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart and hook up her life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping and wondered if I could have made her life different.
Totally inappropriate bumper music. Had a different part marked out, but they keep playing that one. I just don't understand why. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, working the bugs out as we go along in this very first flagship week of the show. I actually got to cut some audio tracks and have Alex introduce me and all that good stuff. We're on the line with Steve in Canada, and we're talking vaccinations, and we're talking about this latest story where they put live avian flu and human flu viruses, and of course, the flu vaccination. You know, it's
Oops.
And, And you look at what else they've poisoned the vaccines with. Let's look at the preservatives alone. Thimerosal with mercury in it, and then them telling us that that's delicious. They've been caught putting cancer viruses such as SV40 as preservatives. I mean, what's next? I mean, I honestly, what is, are they going to give us the cyanide vaccination? I mean, seriously.
It blows me away. Have you noticed a few of the vaccines now? I've looked at a couple vaccine sites now, and they include the ingredients. They list like 50 different vaccines and the ingredients. They've actually just to sweeten the sting from the needle put aspartame in some of them. Like, what the heck is aspartame and MSG doing in certain vaccines? I mean, I've talked to people about both those products, and they say, oh, you're crazy, Steve, aspartame can't be bad and this and that. And I pointed out to him and said, okay, so what's the benefit of aspartame in a vaccine? Really? Like, it makes, because I've told them, I've shown them the documents on how it was classified.
And then they probably tell you it makes it delicious. It makes it delicious,
absolutely.
Like my coffee.
Yeah, and they don't crave sugar anymore after that. But The second thing was on below the article there, I'm reading, it says urgent warning, H5N1 DNA in flu vaccine. I'm thinking, oh, a second article on the same incident. No, it's Monday, July 7th, 2008. Flu Mist, a popular over-the-counter flu vaccine, has been found to contain two H5N1 DNA markers in the over-the-counter flu mist vaccine. So this isn't the first time that these cowboys have tried this. Another oops, apparently, that they just inserted a couple DNA markers in a missed flu vaccine. I mean, people better wake up. I mean, if this isn't an opportunity to wake people up to the vaccine hoax and the vaccine potential problems out there, this is the perfect opportunity. It's not once oops, it's twice oops, and all the other, the bear incident and everything else. This is now a time, I think, for people out there to show people the information and say, wake up. It's dangerous to get a vaccine because these guys don't know what they're doing. They're reckless, careless, whatever you do. My kids, I got a 17-year-old and a 13-year-old daughter, and they know that vaccines are not good, that the Gardasil thing, they are afraid of it because they've read the documents on it. Don't be afraid to show your kids what's going on out there, that these cowboys are out there to make money. They don't give a damn about us.
Yeah, they've got friends and families too. You know, they need, you know, you need to tell your kids, especially at that age, you know, when they're preteens and teenagers, they're ready for it, and they need to know that Gardasil is the HPV vaccine, I believe, correct?
Yep, that's right.
And come on, give me a break. Look, HPV ain't going to kill you. It ain't going to make you more susceptible to other diseases either. I mean, it's basically nothing. And what they want you to do is take a live cancer virus. Let's repeat it. Live cancer virus to try to protect you from something that is trivial at best. You know?
97%
make it seem like you're going to be like
time, it disappears on its own.
Exactly. And they try to make it like you're going to be a social pariah and you're not going to be able to live a normal life with HPV.
I know.
It's unreal, man. The fear-mongering is incredible. Steve, great call. Thank you so much. We're going to come back with a big news blitz, and then we're going to take your calls at about 2025 after. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, GCNLive.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You're listening to GCN.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh, the day is dark. There's only one solution. Cause I'm a one-man, I'm a one-man, I'm a one-man revolution.
Email scams get makeover for recession. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and you know, not that people are the brightest out there anyway. I mean, we have been dumbed down, folks, and it's not just the aspartame and the fluoride and the delicious mercury and the vaccinations, but it's the television and the food we eat and really our morals and attitude about things. But, you know, we've all received the email, if you only send $5,000 to help me, I will send you a check for $2.6 million. And there are people that fall for that scam. And those people almost deserve to be taken advantage of. You know, you feel bad for the uncles and aunts out there, the grandmas and grandpops that get suckered in. But this scam is even more vicious because it's preying on people who don't have jobs and the recession itself. Basically, people are wising up to the fact that they know about these other scams and they're not getting a lot of people hook, line, and sinker. I mean, MSNBC and Chris Hansen caught a couple of these scammers and really took them to task. Well, now they're sending out emails pretending to be big corporations like Coca-Cola and Microsoft, and they're saying, hey, you need a job? Good, we're hiring. And people are like, thank God, I need a gosh darn job. And they think that they're downloading a job application, you know? And most people who don't know the computer lingo, especially the older folks out there, they click on it and they say, open? Okay, yeah, let's run it. Let's run it. And it's actually a virus program that's going to go through and hunt for your, you know, your basically your banking information, your social security number, stuff where you can be, your identity can be stolen. And this is the new rise. And really, I think it is going to be a danger. And a lot of people are going to fall for this one because as the economy worsens, people are going to be clinging on for even more hope. Yesterday, we mentioned the Pakistani terror attacks. And how they had not detained anybody and didn't know who they were and how it was similar to the Mumbai attacks. We discussed how a couple of the attackers who were identified in the Mumbai attacks, their cell phones were traced back to U.S. and Italy. Weird. Excuse me, folks. Didn't want to do that one on the air. And, you know, that's an important thing. We need to understand that this terror in the Middle East, especially in Pakistan, is now being provocateured in order to bring in larger numbers of U.S. troops on the borders, probably, or NATO troops to make sure that this terror can be detained or contained. And they're telling that they have a bunch of suspects detained, but when you read further into the article, they say, well, none of these guys actually were the trigger men or had anything to do with the attacks. We just kind of picked up random people and we're trying to fish information out of them. Newsflash. I think that at best you're going to see two or three patsies go down for this because this looks like an intelligence operation. We went over the fact yesterday that there were there were direct warnings that a terrorist group were going to shoot these people down in the same exact place prior to that to the Pakistani police department. It's unbelievable to me. Remember, folks, we're going to be taking your calls. It's 866-582-9933. It's 866-582-9933. And before we keep going into the global issues, especially Gordon Brown, we're hitting Gordon Brown from every angle today. Gordon Brown wants to give a speech in front of Congress, our Congress. Joey B, that's Joey Biden, and Nancy Pelosi are right behind him. Oh, yes, Mr. Brown. Oh, we love it. We love you so much. But before we do that, I just want to give a big shout out to all my homeboys back in New York, my fraternity out there, Iota Tau Kappa, and all the guys that are sitting around listening on the East Coast. I love you guys. You're number one. Without you guys, I probably wouldn't be here today. So keep listening. Keep spreading the word. That's a big college town I'm from. There's actually two colleges out there, and I do want to reach not only the SUCO kids, but it'd be nice to have a presence on Hartwick campus as well. And, you know, all you college guys or young people out there that are listening to me right now, you can ensure that can happen by posting flyers, sending out links to your friends,
you know, drawing Infowars.com on the bathrooms of the bars you're going to. Come on, guys. This has to go viral in every way, shape, and form. We'll be back with a news blitz. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis after this.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Jason Burmis, we are back, and we're talking Gordon Brown big time tonight because, you know, he sat down with Obama, he talked about a new global stewardship of the economy, a global new deal with Obama sitting right next to him, and really the only one reporting on this in a semi-honest manner is Lou Dobbs, calling it for what it is, the new world order. We played that clip for you earlier. I'm sure it's going to be reviewed tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show. Remember, over at Infowars.com, we have not only the podcast of the show, but the messages from Alex Jones, the personal ones, those personal little podcasts. He did an excellent one yesterday about Glenn Beck and the FEMA camps, and I hope everybody goes and checks that out right now. Let's also remind you that the Obama deception drops on the 15th of March, and what's so important about the Obama deception, it is not a personal attack on Obama. It is an attack on these tyrants, and it's done so by showing the rhetoric in which Obama spoke, the speeches that were given to him, because he doesn't write those speeches. Somebody else writes those speeches for him. And the ideas that he let the American people perceive he was about, the hope we could believe in. Yes, we can. No, we didn't. Yes, we can. No, we didn't. Okay? It's just like, we can end the war in Iraq. Yes, we can. Wait a minute. No, we didn't. We didn't. NAFTA is a failure and we have to get out of NAFTA. Yes, we can. No, we didn't. This is going to be a global partnership. Gordon Brown is openly calling for all the countries of the world to get together for a new global bank. You could tell by watching this speech. He said New World several times in front of Congress today, and he wanted to say New World Order, but he knew. I mean, obviously, it's a bigger deal here in America. You can't just have frontline headlines. You know, not yet anyway. Front page headlines that say, New World Order needed, Gordon Brown. New World Order called for by Pope. You know, it's usually in the back of our articles. You know, Time Magazine did that big New World Order story. Still wasn't the cover story. They're more comfortable with terms that people have heard and relate to, like Newsweek's We're All Socialists Now. I mean, it's just disgusting. It's absolutely abhorrent. And, I mean, Gordon Brown, I mean, he looked like a finicky little man. I mean, he looked like almost like a midget, like he had short, stubby arms, and like, I don't know. There's something that's rubbing me the wrong way about his physical appearance. It's killing me. I mean, not only it's the big ears and the creepy, like, eyes, like, you know, I look into the camera. I mean, my eyes aren't even fully open. At least you can see some pupil action and some whites. I mean, Gordon Brown's eyes are like he's like, you know, out of Asia or something. I mean, they are really low. You can't tell what he's looking at. And he's always saying, we're going to have the biggest middle class ever. All the third world producers of goods will become part of the consumer class, and they too will achieve this middle class dream. Meanwhile, they're gutting the middle class. We're going to have a larger divide than ever between whatever they let us call the middle class, because it's going down. There is no middle class. I mean, again, Dobbs is the only one that's honest out there, and he's calling it what it is. It's the war on the middle class. The war on the middle class. But, you know, Gordon Brown's going to sit there and tell you about this shadow globalist banking group, and they need to be regulated with a global bank. And things are going to get better. It's absolute nonsense. It's total doublespeak, and it's quite disgusting. You know what? Let's just keep running through the calls. We got a loaded phone lines. It's 866-582-9933. Let's jump to Joanne in Hawaii. How are you, Joanne?
Hi, Jason. It's nice talking with you. Congratulations on getting a show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and I just wanted to let you know, first of all, I really think you have a great on-air personality and just way about you, and so I'm sure you're going to do great in your show. And also, thanks a lot for your wonderful loose change, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but the thing I really wanted to mention is a couple of things that, actually, this has to do with things, Alex Jones, his position on a couple of things.
Sure.
You know the Money Masters, video.
You know,
about
that might actually be done by the guy that we had on in the first hour. I'm not quite sure, but it's not by the same guy. I don't know. His voice is similar, but I've seen the Money Masters. It's a 3-hour documentary. It really breaks down how the Federal Reserve was built, who prints the money, and how these families were able to achieve these dynasties.
Yes, it does have good information. However, I think that it has incorrect information on an important point, and that it's the solution that it offers is really not the best in terms of the monetary unit, because you know what they suggest is that we should just do kind of like what Lincoln did, right? Mm-hmm. And just print
our own greenbacks. Yes.
In other words, we're going to have a fiat currency, an intrinsically worthless fiat currency,
but it'll be a state run. Yeah.
It's going to be all, well, you know, I don't really think that's the best solution.
No, I agree. It's not out of the Austrian school of economics. And,
no.
You know, I often contest when they do come on. I think a lot of their information is good. You know, I do like to remind people that we are all human beings and not everybody's going to be perfect. But, you know, they also talk about not only, you know, the greenbacks, but they talk about, you know, wooden nickels and basically state and federal currencies that were outside of this privatized system. And it is a fiat currency. It is not gold and silver backed. And that is their solution.
Well, the problem is that they scrupulously avoid mentioning the fact that the greenbacks were extremely inflationary, as were, for instance, you know, not worth the Continental, some of the paper currencies that the colonies experimented with. And as J. Edward Griffin says, you know, no one should have the power to create money out of nothing. And basically, all money began as something of intrinsic worth. It was a barter medium. And what is traded for goods and services of real value should itself have real value. Otherwise, they're going to be in trouble. Somebody's going to be manipulating the amount of it in circulation and benefiting thereby at the expense of really the producers of all wealth, the working people.
Well, I would agree with you. I got to tell you, I agree with your point there. But I would also say that, you know, when I talk to somebody like Webster Tarpley on this issue, who's a brilliant man, and I agree with, you know, probably 80 to 90% of what he says, he'll tell you that gold and silver really don't have an intrinsic value either. So we really do have to find, you know, something else, because we give it that value. And I see his point there, but then, you know, his argument runs into more of a socialist thing where, you know, we're all going to make $20 an hour at minimum wage and everything's going to be okay. And I don't see it that way at all either.
In a sense, nothing has intrinsic value. Everything that has value in the human world, it's because humans value it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Over history shows that over the years, gold and silver have had in value, you know, consistent value across cultures, and they evolved as the money of choice, the universal barter medium of choice. So those guys aren't really doing a very close or well-reasoned analysis, in my opinion, when they say that. And I just, the reason I mention it is because, and thank you for hearing me out, is that Alex is so influential. And I mean, believe me, I listen to Alex every day, and he's a hero, you know. I just think it's a shame that he's putting forth incorrect information on one of the most important points there is out there, because the chief mechanism for the transfer of wealth from the working people to the financial elites is indeed the central bank and its fiat currency. And whether the central bank issues the fiat currency or the government issues it really is six of one, half dozen of the other, ultimately, you know, because the government and the financial elites are now kind of like two sides of the same coin, so to speak. So thanks for letting me get that out.
You got it, Joanne.
And also, maybe you could even try to mention this to Alex, that if he could read G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island.
We also carry that here, too. I mean, the thing with us is, you know, we try to put out all the information, and we're not going to get everything 100% right. Not everybody's going to agree with our positions. I thank you for the call, Joanne. You know, I don't think we're trying to maliciously put out any kind of disinformation. The Money Masters, like I said, is 3 hours long, and though, although, you know, I may not agree with their solutions, it's definitely not of the Ron Paul School of Economics. And I really don't think that Alex quite agrees with that we should be able to print our own greenbacks in the same manner that Lincoln did. Overall, the documentary is just excellent. It's just like, you know, again, I have the guy who does the 9-hour series, America's Secret Beginnings, and it's chock full of great information. Do I think he gets it 100% right? No, I don't. I think we actually have Alex on the line. Alex, are you with us?
Having a gold-backed or silver-backed currency run by the people, or having a fiat system run by the government, is better than private bankers doing it. That's my whole point. And the film, The Money Masters, exposes the bankers, who they are, what they've done, like no other film, and then they have their own solution. So I'll just leave it at that. You know, the point is, I was talking to you earlier tonight. You told me about the story. I've since done research on the Toronto Sun, a bunch of Czechoslovakian and German newspapers. This story is off the charts important. I frankly think you should drop everything and just cover this. I'll be covering this tomorrow as the top story. I'm incidentally on Coast to Coast AM tonight on a separate issue popping in the first hour. So I was up listening to you. But for those that don't know, a Baxter product contained live bird flu virus. And Baxter's been tied into New World Order ops before. Remember, the UN has been caught adding female hormones to the tetanus pathogen in shots to sterilize people. They've been caught with HIV, all of it. But this is mainstream news saying they did recombinant mixtures of H5N1 and H5N2, H3N2, the most deadly stuff. And the researchers are going, this is impossible. There's no way this could have happened. This was sent to the European labs to do this, and it is obvious. Remember 4 years ago when they mailed out a bunch of the super bird flu, the type that does kill humans, to all these research labs around the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's been, and around the world, that's being done for plausible deniability, just like the British government released foot and mouth, and then later admitted that they had released it from a porting down bioweapons lab. So the point is, this is ultra-massive information that's up at the Toronto Sun right now. I'm tempted to call Kurt Nemo if he's not asleep. In fact, guys, try to call him. He's usually up till about midnight central. Ask him to post the Toronto Sun. We need this on Infowars.com right now. But the headline is Baxter product contained live bird flu virus. This is of paramount importance. They're trying to put it into the general population. I'll tell you about it when we get back.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
And I can't help but wonder, no Willie McBride, to all those who lie here, know why they die.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we're with Alex Jones right now discussing this live avian flu and human flu viruses, quote-unquote, accidentally put into this, basically the flu vaccine out of Austrian firm Baxter. And, you know, we covered this for the last 20 minutes of the last hour, and we actually had somebody else call in and say that they had done this in 2007 or 2008, July, I believe, and been caught with the same strain in there. And, of course, Alex, this isn't the first time that we've found dirty little secrets in the vaccines. I mean, thimerosal contains mercury. We know that they've been caught putting SV40, which is simian virus 40, which causes cancer in apes and other hominids, into the vaccines.
Mm-hmm. They clearly state in scores of mainstream news articles, but nowhere in the U.S. press. By the way, is Aaron there right now?
I'm not sure. I don't think so, no.
Is Rob there?
I don't believe. Is Jacobson here? Yes, Rob is here.
Well, call Aaron. Have him come in and post this on InfoWars.com.
Okay. Because
they're up there doing the trailer anyways for the Obama deception, the second trailer.
You got
we
it.
Have to get this up right now, and this needs to be up tomorrow. Okay, can one of you guys in the control room call Kurt and him to post this right now? Did
they're on it. I see them moving as we speak.
Well, the reason is this. Look, this is off the charts big because it connects a lot of dots. They admit here that they mixed a highly controlled, the most powerful form of the bird flu that will actually kill humans and is airborne. A flu that kills 90% of people that get it. That means your kid gets it, they're dead, folks, 90% of the time. Your baby gets it, they're dead. Well, I mean, let's get this in context here. I got a family. And let me tell you, they want a shooting war to start. I've had enough of these New World Order bastards pulling this type of crap. There is no end to what they're doing. And I tell you what, they admit here that these people are putting live, it says live, mainstream Toronto Sun, other publications, the World Health Organization admits live super strain bird flu, mixing it in our vaccines, and people caught it there and blew the whistle and said it was shipped there with the other regular flu batches. This is espionage. This is classic intelligence where they put it into the main line like fluoride in the water so nobody can catch where it came from. It's just like Bayer Pharmaceutical got caught 4 years ago shipping out over 100 million ampules of factor VIII, blood clotting agent that would give every person that took it HIV and hepatitis. They do it by design. But this is bird flu, folks. This is what will and could wipe out billions of people. And you see all these government reports that we've seen the last few years. You know, government says 2 billion to die from bird flu. Yeah, because if just a few cases break out, they can isolate it. But if they're successful in shipping out millions of doses of vaccine all over the world with people taking it, they'll claim Al-Qaeda did it. It won't matter if this news article's out there proving it. It won't matter how much insider trading goes on. And they will sit around loving what they do. We are inches away from them carrying out. I've told everybody I smell a terror attack. I said I smell a bio attack as being a staged terror attack. I've been on record the last few weeks. I feel it in my gut. And by the providence, we continue to expose this and people continue to stop this. And so it just never ends. I'm supposed to go on Coast to Coast AM and talk about how the Russian government, you know, analysts are saying the U.S. is going to collapse. And I don't know how I'm not going to bring this up when I'm supposed to be on about the other subject. But Burmis, I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing. But I hope that the writers in the morning, will connect the dots and get these stories out to people so they can see the magnitude of this Baxter product contain live bird flu virus. And they go on to admit in these articles, I've already read seven of them, that when they ship flu out, it's been X-rayed. It's been radiated. So they're not even supposed to have regular flu virus live when they mix it in the batches. This was live. This is like a leprechaun showing up in your house, folks. This was done by design. This is not some accident. This is like a leprechaun riding a unicorn showing up at your house. This doesn't happen by accident. This is not natural. This is not normal. They're in the article saying that. And I'm telling all research, that's why they've killed so many microbiologists, folks, look, when they murder you, just remember who murdered you, folks. Just remember the New World Order was real, and it wasn't a joke, and it wasn't a game. They're getting close to releasing bioweapons. I can tell you right now, I feel it in my gut. They are into the plague. They love how the Black Death killed half of Europe. They believe it's going to cause a new renaissance for them. And so I tell the, you know, the elite, hey, you roll your sleeve up, you shoot you and your own family up with bird flu, you sons of bastard bitches. And I'm sorry to talk like that, but I just can't handle it anymore, Burmese. I can't handle these people anymore.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. And, you know, some people are going to say, they're going to read the accidentally, and they're going to buy that propaganda. Well, we can't let them buy that propaganda.
Oh, yeah,
we got to let them know.
Bioweapon. They're sending an airborne bioweapon to a vaccine plant and mixing it live into the vaccine. Give me a frickin' break.
Exactly, folks. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese. We will be back after this.
Hey, I'm out of here, Jason. Do the show.
All right, thanks, Alex. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-237-2179. That's 800-237-2179. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-237-2179 today.
That's right, folks. Don't drink the water and don't drink the Kool-Aid. This is no accident. You know, the bird flu in the flu vaccines is on purpose. Just like the fluoride in the water that you drink is also on purpose. So don't drink the water. That's why we sponsor things like a Cola Blue here. You know, the most delicious water around. And it's free of all the nastiness and grossness that's in our our water supply now. I mean, unbelievable. I'm not even, you know, trying to plug them for anything but their delicious water. There's no pay on that plug. It's just, you know, thank God for products like that, because they're poisoning us every which way. And this is big news that they put, you know, live avian flu in two separate forms into these vaccines. All right, we're going to jump back to your calls. Taking calls for the rest of the show. The call in line is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Let's jump to Bob in Canada. Bob, what's on your mind? All right, Joe in Tennessee.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you're on live, buddy.
Okay, I've been listening to you guys for about 4 months now, and I've connected many, many dots. You guys have been great. I'm totally into this. But I have, the clergy response team has been mentioned numerous times over the past 3-4 months, and what I don't quite understand about it is what percentage of the clergy, 26,000 or thereabouts in the USA, is complicit in knowing the full evil of what, you know, they're being led to do.
Oh, I would say 95% of them have no idea that what they're doing. What happens is a spokesman from FEMA or the FBI or the NSA comes, or Homeland Security comes, and talks to the preacher. And he says, hey, man, we have all these threats, and they make it sound like, you know, just like Jones said, they'll say Al-Qaeda did it, and they'll say, you know, we're very uncertain, and we have intelligence that tells us there could be a dirty bomb that goes off here, there could be civil unrest, you know, we could really lose our country unless we do this. And, you know, they put it in a very positive light, and usually, you know, the preacher isn't that into current events. I mean, his thing is the Bible. Remember, most of these priests and preachers have no idea that the political elite go to Bohemian Grove and worship Moloch, okay? So they have no idea in that spectrum. So they think that they're helping out, and then they find out that they're going to get funding to help out. That leads them to turn even more of a blind eye. I think it's a very low percentage. Let's face it, most of these guys, you know, the majority of people who are into organized religion, especially your local pastor, your local priest, they're good people. You know, not everybody is a Catholic priest pedophile monster, all right? And the majority of these people think that they're doing the right thing. But, you know, when you're into the main line, when you're voting for people like Barack Obama or John McCain, you are so much more apt to listen to the officials and the authorities on, you know, whatever they're willing to tell you, and especially when they tell you you're going to be part of a secret government program to help protect the country.
Would you suggest, you know, as part of the congregation, that people would maybe present to the clergy, you know, like Endgame or...
Endgame is a long film. I think Endgame's great. You know, Alex promotes that you show these in churches. We do the same thing with our movies, Loose Change, you know, Fabled Enemies and that sort of thing. First, I would print out the document. Okay, it's readily available. We had it at Infowars.com, I think, over 2 years ago. So just get the PDF file, and you may maybe post it or hand it out to the church, and, you know, have them see that. A great starter film, a great, you know, because Endgame's heavy. Endgame's really, really heavy, and it's long. A great starter film that you might be able to get everybody to sit through, 90 minutes long, Alex Jones's American Dictators. And that sheds the light on the false left-right paradigm, on Skull and Bones, John Kerry and George Bush's membership, on how the elections are rigged. And that might be a really good start point. I think American Dictators is one of his most underrated films. I think that this new Obama deception, although it's a little longer than American Dictators, is also a great starter film. Alex is very, very, very refined when he speaks. And this movie flows very quickly. It's a lot of Tarpley. It's a lot of George Humphreys. It's a lot of Jim Tucker. It's a lot of financial info, mostly mainline articles. I mean, you're not going to find anything that's, you know, off on the fringe anywhere. So the upcoming Obama deception, I think, is going to be a great feat in that I think it's going to go beyond people. I think it's going to be able to reach both Democrats and Republicans, people still caught in the paradigm. You know, my film Fabled Enemies, it doesn't go into, you know, controlled demolition. It doesn't go into what happened at the Pentagon. Instead, it names names and organizations that actually helped carry out 9/11, including the Pakistani ISI, the Israeli Mossad, the shadow government or continuity government program here. So it's all about, you know, the elite use incrementalism for a reason, because it works. We have to do the same thing. You know, you have to start small and end big. And Endgame is a big ender, let me tell you.
Okay, I just want to be able to go to my church and then know that my the pastor is not, you know, leading me down a path of, you know, down to perdition or whatever.
I hear you, man. Listen, you got to take everything with a grain of salt. You have to also be suspicious of everybody's motive. You know, another film that I didn't mention that we also carry here that's great, that is also another one that comes in from something nobody wants to do, it's pay their taxes, is America Freedom to Fascism, and that explains the fraud of the federal tax system. But it ends with, you know, the North American Union and the Verichip. So that is also a very effective tool. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to the next caller. I believe it is JD in Canada. JD, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's on your mind, my man?
Hey, I'm a Canadian. I'm living in Hollywood, the brainwashed capital of the world.
You're telling me, bro. I lived there for, I lived in Los Feliz and West Hollywood for about six weeks. It's a disgusting place. Continue.
Right. It's not bad. Anyways,
you can't
drive down the street here without passing by like a million billboards, and even the cars are full of like cult symbolism. Mm-hmm. Any car you see, its symbol is a cult.
I just don't like the plastic society that's out there. I don't enjoy paying like $14 for a beer, and I don't enjoy, you know, all these chicks with breast implants. And
yeah,
and
I know. I actually
just, like,
paid a lot of money
society.
For a beer. Couple of days ago.
Yeah, so it's ridiculous.
I feel your pain. And I feel your pain also with the cougars, with the
I'm telling you, man, Hollywood not what it's cracked up to be. Everybody wants to go out there. Yeah, it's maybe good for a weekend. If you want to go somewhere nice in California,
I tell people to go to
San Diego or Santa Monica's all right. But San Diego is probably the nicest. Naples is pretty nice out there, too.
Right, yeah, I just had a couple of friends come from Canada, and I took them up to all the hot spots, and they loved it, but, anyways, I want to thank you for, taking the load off of Alex Jones. I was afraid he was going to have an aneurysm or something.
Yeah, he's been like that. Listen, that guy is an energy bomb. He's been like that for over 10 years, let me tell you.
And he came on the show, and I was like, am I going to have to follow this guy right now? Jesus. Anyways. So I just want a couple of points. I just want to say you're saying waking people up and writing on the bathroom stalls and bars and stuff like that, like college kids.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say one way that I tried to contribute was on Facebook. I don't use MySpace or whatever, but I use Facebook, and what I did was I sent messages with links to InfoWars and Prison Planet and a little disclaimer or whatever. And it took me about half an hour because you can't just like click a button and message everybody on your friends.
Easy as posting bulletins. It's a little tough.
Yeah, but I use the page down key and the arrow keys, and within like half an hour, I'd sent the message out to about probably like 160 people, Canadians, all of them. I don't have that many Americans on my Facebook, but. You American listeners out there, do that.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. Listen, we can all contribute.
All of us, but,
we can all contribute. Whether it's on Facebook or MySpace or in the streets or, you know, joining We Are Change or becoming a member of TruthAction.org or getting on the forums or burning, DVDs to disc or, like this gentleman was talking about, what can I show my church? We can all make a difference. We're all part of different communities. JD, I got to jump to the next caller, but I thank you for the call. Let's go to Mike in Indiana. Mike, what's on your mind?
Jason, I wanted to talk a little bit about the young caller from Canada who was these TV shows and video games don't affect their mind. Have you been watching the advertisements for the show Kings coming up on NBC here this Sunday?
No, man. I haven't caught a lot of TV, but tell me what's up with it.
I don't watch TV much either, but I've been sick for the last couple of days. I've been enjoying your show, Alex's show, skipping through the channels. Well, Kings is this two-hour premiere by some heavy hitters from Hollywood. Mm. You have the producer of Heroes and the first pilot episode is directed by the guy who did I Am Legend. Mm-hmm. This is a pretty crazy show. This show is basically a futuristic America ruled by a dictator or a king with a wealthy, powerful family. And basically, not only is there some sort of like green area or some big futuristic green city that the kings and his minions live in, but then next to that is there a city they kind of do warfare with where the disbelievers or I guess the dissenters live. And this is going to be, and this kind of goes into basically it's like when they showed planes World Trade Center for the pilot of that X-Files spinoff before 9/11. It's just
the lone gunman.
Hollywood. Yes.
Yes. So hold on, you're beeping out, but when is this actually premiering? Because I want you to send this information to Aaron at Infowars.com. We're probably going to do a story on it. This is something I'll probably print out. But since you're beeping, just let us know when it's going to start, and then I'm going to jump to the next caller. Are you there? All right, we're just going to jump to the next caller, Mike. I'm sorry. Definitely send the information to Aaron at Infowars.com. Very intriguing. Let's go to Joe in Nebraska. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Good. Hey, I just want to call about Franklin Credit Union. yeah. I was listening to Alex had an interview with DeCamp, John DeCamp.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was in 99 or something. It was a while
ago. Had DeCamp on from about 99 when the first edition of the Franklin cover-up was released. And the last time I think he had DeCamp on was either in 07 or 08. I have never personally interviewed DeCamp. I've read the Franklin cover-up. I've watched Conspiracy of Silence. And I've personally interviewed Ted Gunderson and actually had breakfast with him a couple times. He's an interesting gentleman. Why don't you just give a short synopsis of the Franklin cover-up and what it is?
Oh, geez. Okay.
Just a short one. Just a short one. I only got a few minutes here. Go for it.
Basically, we got a... It's a trickle-down theory, I'd say. You know, you got the guys at the top kind of with the marionette strings kind of organizing everything. And then you got your guys like a photographer like Rusty Nelson. You got all the Larry King's minions basically molesting kids.
And Larry King is their capo. He's probably their captain. And then the upper echelon guys are the guys in the White House. And what are they running in? They're not only running in drugs, but they're running in children. A child prostitution ring. And... they're using these kids not only for sexual favors, but as drug mules.
Absolutely. And that kind of is interesting. You know, you're talking about the Bohemian Grove. They say numerous times in that book, Benassi was taken up there. Well, he didn't say that he was taken to Bohemian Grove per se, but...
No, he does. In the second edition, he actually says that not only was he taken to... Paul Bonacci, by the way, is one of the featured gentlemen in Conspiracy of Silence and the Franklin cover-up. The other is a gentleman by the name of Troy Bonner. Troy Bonner's no longer with us. As the story goes, Troy Bonner walked into a hospital bleeding with a copy of the Franklin cover-up saying, they're going to kill me, they're going to kill me because of this book. They gave him a hospital bed, and the next morning he was dead in that hospital bed. Paul Bonacci, although he lost in a federal court, he went to civil court against his molester, Larry King, and won a $1 million lawsuit against Mr. King. Mr. King served served prison time for lesser childs, like pandering for sex, but they never say it's pandering for child sex. Oh, those wonderful elite. And he's actually out of prison right now, and we don't know where he is. It's very, very disturbing. You mentioned the Bohemian Grove. Now, this is not a story I would normally talk about on the air, but because you brought it up, I'm going to have to do it. In the second and third editions, I believe, of the Franklin cover-up by John DeCamp, they discuss how a snuff film involving Paul Bonacci, one other young boy, and unfortunately another boy who did not make it, was filmed at the Grove. And they are saying that the person that actually filmed that was Hunter S. Thompson. That's what's in the book. And it's honestly so graphic that I had to put the book down. Aside from dressing the children in Tarzan uniforms and using cages, I'm just going to leave it at that because it gets to the point where it's very emotional and I had to put the book down.
Absolutely. I actually work at a high school right now, and it's amazing how many of the kids are so hungry for knowledge. Like, these kids are being kind of shepherded towards one way, and, you know, it's all an information war, shepherd them back towards the right way, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, that is a good tool because when I watched Conspiracy of Silence, which was a documentary made for the Discovery Channel, had about $250,000 budget back in the early 90s, was supposed to air in 94, and it was lobbied by Congress not to air, did not air, and the only reason it's really out on the web is because while DeCamp was in that trial with Bonacci, the one that he won, somebody who worked in the editing room there got an early copy of Conspiracy of Silence and sent it to John DeCamp for him to present in the courtroom. So the one on the web and the one that he presented, you'll see a lot of blank screens where it says scene missing or, you know, file missing and blah, 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 blah. But it is just such powerful information. I suggest that anybody out there that has not seen this documentary, doesn't know what we're talking about, needs to see this, to see the mindset of the monsters that rule us. I thank you for the call. Let's take one more call before the break. Let's go to Cody in Georgia. Cody, what's on your mind?
Hey, I love your show, Jason. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, I agree with the past caller when you were talking about it. It was great you to give Alex a break, and I love the music you got on your show also.
Oh, thank you, man. We're trying to get a little more rock-themed in there, but at the same time, bring in some of Alex's audience. You know, some classic rock's not bad, some new rock. Again, we're still trying to get the bugs out. We're trying to get the rotation in. The show's only going to get better as time goes on. You know, we're doing it 3 hours live on PrisonPlanet.tv as well. We're hoping members not only download the WMV file or the AVI file, but they upload the whole thing to YouTube and Google Video. Because, again, we need to post this stuff. We can't just preach to the choir. We have to expand, Cody.
Right. I love the Tool and the Perfect Circle stuff that you play. But one of the questions I had was, what do you think this H5N1 and N2 thing is just really...
Are you talking about the civilian inmate labor program? Or we're talking avian flu virus. Yeah, this is crazy.
The avian flu virus. I was reading that article, and I thought, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. But they got this great diversion. It's just absolutely ludicrous, this Rush Limbaugh crap going on between the White House. And it's like a great diversion, and here we got this humongous story. They're not even touching on this story.
No, yeah. This story will be buried in the mainstream media. We'll be lucky if, you know, the actual guys in the media that are trying to do the right thing, people like Lou Dobbs, you know, I like to give Olbermann the benefit of the doubt, but he is just hanging so far from Obama's nuts at this point, I don't know if I can. You know, I'd like to see him do a story on this. We do need people to pick this up. We're going to take a couple more callers on the final side of the third show of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Give my soul to you tonight. It's the Info Warrior final segment. We got two more callers on the line. I'm going to be able to take. Let's go to Jeff in, I believe, Louisiana or L.A. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Oh, yes, sir. I've got a lot of them on, actually, but right now I've got one of my friends here who's getting prescribed the Prozac, and I was hoping if you could kind of give us some information about the globalists and their plans for the, for poisoning our youth.
Sure. Well, all right, for instance, we just covered a story yesterday. I don't know where it is, but it basically went in how, they have 75% of the elderly on these medications that they don't need to be on. Prozac is a reuptake inhibitor that can actually cause depression. And whenever you look at these school shootings or somebody going, you know, on wild, one of these wild, rampant killing sprees, they're always on these drugs. Look, there's another way. You do not have to take these drugs to feel normal. Okay, they've been selling us on a culture of pill popping. They're constantly bombarding us with Paxil, with, drugs that start with a V, with an H. I mean, with a P, Prilosec. I mean, it's everywhere. We have to get beyond this. I would get more than one doctor's opinion and just know that these guys make a bundle of money by prescribing this to you from the pharmaceutical companies. I got one more caller I want to take because Ellen in Texas wants to know about this religious pamphlet I'm talking about. Ellen, are you talking about the clergy response team document, or are we talking about the Obama document that's being passed around today that we're reporting on?
I think the clergy response. I need to know all about the religious aspect of this fraud.
Sure, sure.
It's fascinating to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Type in clergy response team. Now, okay. We had one of the pastors who was in the know that had been listening to this program, well, Alex's program and other programs like it, and knew about these FEMA camps. And he was approached, just like I discussed earlier, by, I believe it was Homeland Security, a member of Homeland Security, and they said, we want you to be part of this program. And he allowed them to believe that he was going to be a part of this program so he could get their literature. He then got the clergy response team document where they were saying, you know, in the case of civil unrest, we're going to have you take your flock and take them into the FEMA camps for protection, and just this whole list of different situations in which they would use the church to get the masses to go along with their plan. Now,
yeah.
We were laughed at. People said there's no way that this is a hoax. Well, I believe we were vindicated about 2 months ago when Obama actually announced it as a federal program. It is part of the legislation. There should be all sorts of articles over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Just type in, what's this one? Fred's Tame Clergy to Quell Dissent During Martial Law. It is KSLA 12 News reporting, confirming this. So just go to YouTube or just go to PrisonPlanet.tv, type in KSLA 12 News, clergy,
okay,
martial law, and it will come up. It is unbelievable. Ellen, I got to let you go because it's the end
of the
show.
Thanks so much.
You got it. Folks, we're going to be doing this all week long, all month long, 5 nights a week, 9 to 12 Central Time, 10 to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Remember to get the podcast. Remember to get the on-demand. Remember to post me on the YouTube and the Google video. Remember to tell your friends and family about the show. We can only grow with your help. You want to help out? Please get a copy of Loose Change Final Cut. Please get a copy of Fabled Enemies. Make another 100 copies and hand them out. We can make a difference. We don't have to just preach to the choir. We don't have to only be our own little community. We can make a change. We can stop this global New Deal dictatorship. We can do it, just us. Every single one of us has incredible power. Look at me, I'm nobody, and I'm up here talking to all of you. Please rally for the troops. I'm the Info Warrior. It's coming back at you tomorrow, 9 to 12. Thank you so much for joining us. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You are listening to GCN.